Hello, What Would Kate Do readers, royal fans just tuning in, and fashion lovers everywhere. You've stumbled upon the very first podcast produced by the What Would Kate Do team, providing special coverage on what we are now fondly referring to as the Great Kate Dress Show Tour, more formally known as the Royal Tour of India that the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are currently undertaking. We're going to talk today about the dresses and Kate's selections of those dresses on this inaugural and admittedly a test podcast. Quick note before we start, we've seen an incredible amount of excitement around this tour as it marks a prominent one in the region that is traditionally not as westernized as the rest of the Duke and Duchess's tours have been. Think Canada, think Australia. And while there have been many important social, economic, and cultural significances to this visit, which absolutely we do not want to overlook or minimize, this podcast will focus solely on the fashion and style worn by the Duchess over the first 3 days of the tour in Mumbai and New Delhi. If you're looking for the more comprehensive overview of the tour, covering those social, economic, cultural, significant events, be sure to visit our website at whatwouldkatedo.com, which has full coverage of all of those very important topics. Additionally, we've put in place a page on the What Would Kate Do site to accompany this podcast with images, resources, and more to supplement our coverage here. You can find it by navigating to our website at www.whatwouldkatedo.com, clicking on the menu at the top right called Royal Tour, and then following the links for Royal Tour Podcast. All right, let's get to the fashion. Although it seems like ages ago, let's go back to day one. It was just a mere 3 days ago, yet really only a precious few hours of sleep for Western-based royal bloggers like ourselves. And remember the incredible excitement we all had for the first glimpse of Kate on Indian soil. And I think we can pretty much say that she did not disappoint. The first dress that she wore was an Alexander McQueen pre-fall 2016 red paisley and peplum dress. She arrived at the hotel, the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel in Mumbai, in the dress. As many of you know, Kate had a long history with Alexander McQueen, going back, even just thinking of her wedding dress from 2011. The dress was a really bright red color with paisley print, a peplum waist, and expertly tailored silhouette. We're going to talk more about her expert tailoring and how she accomplishes that later on, but for now, let's just remember how much it was perfectly fitted to her body and how it looked like it had been custom made for her, which it actually was, because this was a bespoke version of the pre-fall collection. It had been tailored for her. Paisley print was all over the runways for fall 2016, so it's both a very fashion-forward dress. Again, it's not available yet, still pre-fall 2016, and it's also a very traditional red and pattern, which is very common in Indian culture. So we took a look at the significance of red as a color in the Indian customs. So a lot of the definitions that we were able to find about why red is really that important is that it remains the core symbol of power, spirituality, protection, and commitment. It is a color that is not faded through the trials of time and stands alone as the most powerful color in the Indian culture. Thought it was really interesting that she wore this dress as her first tour engagement or visitation or when we'd be seeing her, because it really started off the tour with a bang, because we really got into the Alexander McQueen and seeing that she's really going to be putting forward some bold, bright colors. The next dress that she wore really didn't disappoint either. It was by a local Mumbai designer called Anita Dongre, and it was called the Gulrukh Tunic dress. Apologies for any mispronunciations. So she changed out of that McQueen arrival dress really quickly into her first designer, Anita, for the cricket match and a tour of some of Mumbai's most vulnerable areas. The really great part of this dress was how promising it was for the events. It was lightweight, and it really was in what they're calling a georgette dress, which was perfect for the events that she wore it to. So what is georgette? That's a sheer, lightweight, dull-finished crepe fabric, originally made from silk, now made through highly twisted yarns. It has like a crinkly surface to it, which is created by alternating yarns and warp and weft, in the most formal of terms. It's made in solid colors and prints and is used in all kinds of things. It's very similar to chiffon, although a little bit springier and a little less lustrous. So the fabric overall, great for the hot, humid climate of Mumbai that Kate was wearing the dress in. Who is this Anita Dongre, or the designer that designed this dress? She started her label about 7 years ago and is extremely popular in India. She has about 8 shops right now and is recognized as one of India's top fashion houses. What's really interesting is that she's actually revived the lost art of traditional weaving techniques that were lost in Indian culture. So she recreates classic regal splendor, Benares silks, cotton, brocade weaves, hand-painted silks from Jaipur, eye cats, all those kinds of things in her classic elegant creations. Also really interesting about Anita that we didn't know is how she and the Duchess share a passion for the empowerment of women. The cause is very important to Anita, who has said that she actually employs many artisans in the Rajasthan to create handcrafted materials for her creation, reviving and preserving the dying art forms, but also empowering the women in those impoverished areas to have a source of income, and really love that she's incorporating that in her business plan. Anita actually went on record with The Telegraph that and Natasha Archer, who we'll talk more about later when we get into that tailoring conversation, got in touch about a month ago to get some clothes for Duchess Catherine. Her stylist emailed the design house and they sent them a lookbook of all of the designs that were available. And then Natasha actually went into the shops and got some pieces for fittings. Well, that sounds very exciting, and we may all, if we were a designer, think that that meant the celebrity or the royal that had taken those looks meant that they were going to wear them. It unfortunately doesn't. Anita actually said on record that it was a real surprise when she found that the Duchess was wearing her dress. She actually saw the pictures when she was at home and was overwhelmingly delighted, no doubt because of the fact that it is going to now be part of the media coverage globally, as well as the Kate effect in terms of ordering some of the dresses. And this is where we'll probably talk a little bit more about Natasha Archer. So as many of you know, Natasha joined as Kate's personal assistant or stylist a few years ago. We first kind of saw her come out of the fold around the time that Prince George was born. And the reason why we're bringing her up here when we're talking about this specific dress is that the dress we saw on Kate was very different from the actual dress that Anita Dongre sent down the runway. What Natasha did was actually take the stole part of the dress that came with the original design and then cut part of that off. So she actually took the part of the bottom of the dress, of the stole, I should say, my apologies. She took part of that stole and converted it into the belt that we saw on the dress on Kate, and then also chopped off part of the bottom of the dress to be a shorter length for Kate. The interesting part that I also found about it was that the designers sometimes don't like people making edits to their clothes, but Anita actually didn't mind, saying that she thought it was a great edit and it was easy breezy and contemporary. And the really cool part of this story is that proving that she's definitely a savvy businesswoman, Anita is now also offering Kate's customized version of the dress for sale on her website that previously was not available. So the dress is actually being sold as it was seen on Kate, and they are taking pre-sale orders right now on the website. There's about a 2-week wait for the dress. It's about $236 right now. And if you want the original version of the dress, it's actually $591 with a 6-week waiting list. So lots of really exciting things for the brand that comes out of just having Kate wear their clothes. And Kate had said, or through her spokespeople before the tour, that she wanted to wear local designers. So really a great way of starting that off with the second dress of the tour. The other part to note about Anita is that she says that Kate does have more of her pieces. So again, like we said, we never know what the celebrity royal is going to wear when they come in for these fittings or taking a look at the lookbooks. But we know that Kate does have more of those pieces. So we can keep our fingers crossed that we'll see Kate wearing another one of these great designs. After she got, you know, finished those first engagements, we actually moved on to one of the big glitz and glamour events of the tour. We don't waste any time getting right to it, where Kate actually wore a custom royal blue Jenny Packham dress. The dress was gorgeous, long, long sleeve, and inspired by the saris of India. So it was a fully beaded, embellished evening gown with a matching cape. And what we discovered was that the dress was actually hand beaded in India to honor the local fashion industry. So we have hand beading done in India, and then we also have a British designer, again marrying the relationship between the UK and India through Kate's fashion. So the gown had long sleeves, a boat neck, and fitted bodice, and a matching cape that all kind of flowed together and made this one really, really great look for a Bollywood gala. As many of you know, Jenny Packham is a long-standing favorite of the Duchess, who, if I recall correctly, first wore Packham as the Duchess of Cambridge in 2011 to an ARC gala. And then she also chose Packham on both occasions when she left the hospital after the births of Prince George and Princess Charlotte, as well as the state banquet with Chinese President Xi Jinping and to the James Bond red carpet event last year. What I didn't know until just recently was how many other high-profile clients that Jenny Packham has. Angelina Jolie, Taylor Swift, Blake Lively, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Kate Winslet, Helen Mirren. And one of the most interesting things about Jenny Packham is actually that she worked with Academy Award-nominated Patricia Field, who many will know as the fashion guru behind the Sex and the City series. And she regularly dressed Kim Cattrall, who played the role of Samantha in those movies and TV shows. So really interesting. So that's really summing up all of day one. So could it get any better on day two? We got three brand new dresses we'd never seen before, all kinds of great looks. So moving into day two, we were kind of getting a little nervous. Was it actually going to keep up with the tone that had been set? And we had another two outfits that came to ourselves on day two. One that garnered universal admiration. Everyone really seems to have loved it. And then another one that caused a small scandal. So we'll start with that one, of course, the fun one. And that one is the Amelia Wickstead wool crepe midi dress. So for that morning events and a trip to Gandhi's house, Kate chose a plain but elegant Peter Pan collared cream Amelia Wickstead dress with pockets on the chest. The fit and flare dress, gorgeous cream color, and it was cut and tailored perfectly for the Duchess. But many, including myself, I have to admit, were puzzled by the choice of the designer to put those faux pockets on the front of the dress. While it seems to work for someone with Kate's build, it just seems kind of an awkward thing for anyone with a larger chest to be able to pull off with those embellishments, and is really the reason we're not offering our full adoration. Several of our readers came with some feedback that, you know, just taking those pockets off and leaving it as a plain dress would maybe have actually improved the look. Who knows? We're not the designer. That's Amelia Wickstead's job. And obviously, Kate felt that it was an important element to the dress. So who are we to judge? Kate, of course, has worn Amelia Wickstead before. One such example is the Queen's Garden Party, the yellow patterned outfit that she wore back in 2013. From there, we moved on to what has come to be one dress that we think will go down as a classic look for Kate, is the Alice Temperley Delphia cropped tulle top and maxi skirt at the garden party. I like to call this the almost dress, since the top and bottoms are technically separate pieces, but when worn together, they do have the illusion of a dress. They were sold separately, but funnily enough, the skirt was sold out at the time of this recording, but not the crop top. So I guess there's people walking around with just the skirt, which would really have a very elegant bohemian look if you wore it with a different type top, which may be something we see the Duchess do in the future. Pop Sugar had a great comment and quote about this, and I can't get any better than this. And they said, "We can't imagine an outfit more fitting for Kate's garden party in India." Absolutely 100% correct. It was a perfect dress for the event. And while unfortunately, I think it probably will be overshadowed by some of the other looks and photo opportunities from the tour. So I'm thinking that Packham from the Bollywood Gala, because you automatically have all those Bollywood celebrities. I'm thinking the teal Temperley dress from the lunch with the Prime Minister, which we'll get to in just a moment. And from a photo shoot perspective, whatever she wears at the Taj Mahal will likely go down as the iconic photos from this tour. But this dress really was a great look for Kate. And I think it will be something that is, you know, we can look back to for years to come as an example of her actual style coming through. And Alice Temperley actually was quoted saying that the outfit carried the theme of global curiosities and Indian chintz and lattice in the patterns. So we're hopeful that we will continue to see these pieces in the future. So we're just talking about that teal Temperley dress from lunch with the Prime Minister, and as that's moving us into day three, where again we got three whole new dresses, sending royal fans around the world into a tailspin of excitement, and the bloggers that cover her into a frenzy trying to figure out where those wonderful dresses were from that we could let our readers know about. So the first dress we saw her in on day three was called the Glamorous Red Navy Border Print Maxi for some charitable visits. So these events were not really publicized because of the need for security. They didn't want huge crowds showing up where Will and Kate were. But we did get some photos of Kate in a floating floor-length dress visiting with children, and what will probably go down again as some of the iconic moments of this tour in photographs is her sitting playing with vulnerable homeless children in Delhi. It's a very poignant and impactful set of photographs from these events. And this dress really plays into that well. It's a full-length dress with long sleeves, print at the hem and the wrists, and a lace close-up detail at the neck, as well as a flared skirt. The most interesting part about this is that it's actually a budget dress. Many of us were looking to local Indian designers when trying to ID it, or looking even to some British designers. And we found it with a British designer, but we found it with a British high street brand called, a budget brand, sorry, called Glamorous. It clocks in around £50, which is about $75, give and take the exchange rate. We've not mentioned it with any other dresses in this recap, but Kate actually wore 8-pound earrings with it from high street brand Accessorize. So really going for toning down the opulence, toning down the expensive clothes when doing these charitable visits, which I thought was a nice nod and a sign of respect and appreciation for where she was and what she was doing. She also wore some flats, which is unusual for a royal event for Kate. Glamorous is actually appears to be reissuing the piece, again going to be taking advantage of the Kate effect. So according to their website, they're going to be taking pre-orders for May delivery, and we're pretty sure this is going to be a very popular replicate or piece that Kate has owned that many of our fans and Kate's fans around the world will look to order because they are reissuing it and because of the minimal cost of it. So probably going to see lots of people wearing it. Important part to point out though is that the dress itself was customized with the addition of a belt by Natasha Archer and the stylist team. So that really, I think, takes the dress from something that could appear kind of bulky, kind of, you know, not form fitting, to something that appears so perfect on Kate because it's been so well tailored to her body. So maybe a recommendation from us would be to save some of the pennies you're going to save and on the purchase of the dress from an item that Kate has worn, and go ahead and use that money towards getting it tailored to look more like Kate's dress, the addition of the belt, or just better tailored to your body. After she finished her charitable events, they changed into something a little bit more formal because they were meeting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So for the lunch with the Prime Minister, Kate chose to wear the Temperley London Desdemona lace dress in teal. So what I loved most about this dress was the sea green lace color to it. It was a perfect choice for the formal occasion. It has the high neck that Kate favored with a fitted waist, fluted hem, cotton voile pleats, and made of 100% pure cotton. Kate, of course, knew exactly what she was doing, kept all eyes on the gorgeous dress and the detail of the dress with minimal jewelry going with her. The interesting part again about this is again how Kate takes the clothes that she wears and customizes them to her lifestyle, to her requirements. It was revealed that she actually had extra fabric added in to cover her décolletage and thighs to make it less revealing, as the brand's actual collection features a lace panel running down the top, which means that she would have had to not wear a bra, which probably wouldn't have been appropriate for a royal event. And the long see-through panels on the skirt would have revealed a lot of her legs, which wouldn't also have been appropriate for the event. So again, the importance of tailoring cannot be minimized in a lot of these pieces that Kate wears. Really cool part about the outfit that she wore, we mentioned that she wore minimal jewelry. One of those pieces of jewelry was actually a pair of Kiki McDonough special edition oval drop earrings. So they're made of tourmalines, amethysts, and diamonds. And Rebecca English from the Daily Mail spoke with the jeweler who informed us that they were specially made for Kate to celebrate Princess Charlotte's birth. So kind of really a nice touch of having her daughter with her, as well as bringing that look all together in a really nice way. So the Desdemona is from the pre-fall collection, again, from Temperley London. So you can pre-order it if you have $1,395 laying around and are in the market for it. And the last dress we saw her in was actually from Anna Sui, printed Shilf Siphon Maxi. We saw her, Kate, change into this when she got to the campfire at Kazaranga. Another surprisingly long maxi dress in a floral print. This one's actually from the fall winter 2015 collection. So somewhat harder to find now that season has ended. Again, a little bit interesting in the background of the actual collection. Anna's collection played tribute to mid-century Scandinavian style. So it's a runway maxi dress printed with floral animal motifs, reminiscent of folkloric tapestries, which you think about the kind of stories that are shared around a campfire and can kind of appreciate where this dress ties into that message. And although Scandinavian is the quote-unquote description, this dress is easily able to transition to Indian culture and Indian life and appropriateness, and it's respectful yet comfortable looking option for the casual event around the campfire where there were dancers entertaining the royals, and they seemed to have a really good time. So that's a recap of the first 3 days of Kate's fashion choices on the tour, and perhaps most excitingly that we didn't get to is that there's still 4 more days. Maybe not so great for those of us looking for sleep, but very exciting for those of us looking for Kate's new dresses. If we continue the way we're going, we're going to have a whole new collection of things to look for, and if you saw any of the photos that were retweeted or posted from any of the reporters traveling with the royal couple, you will see that there are definitely lots of garment bags traveling with them, kind of letting us know that she's going to have a lot more events coming. She has not been seen in anything other than dresses thus far, so we may continue to see dresses. We may continue for the hike. We're definitely probably going to see some pants. So we're going to be really excited to see what she comes up with. And with Natasha Archer, her stylist, encouraging Kate to experiment more, seeing more color and really vibrant things coming out in the Indian wardrobe, we are pretty sure that we're going to see more unique, creative, and original pieces, and likely some Indian and perhaps Bhutanese designers start to weave into those events and engagements. We're really looking forward to seeing those and looking forward to sharing all of the successful royal tour with you. So we'd actually really love to get from you your feedback on this podcast. Was it any useful? Did you like it? Is my voice really annoying? Did anyone even listen to the podcast? Please send us your comments either by Twitter. We can be reached at WWKD_official. On Instagram, same handle. Through our website, which is of course www.whatwouldkatedo.com, or you can always email us. The best place is info@whatwouldkatedo.com. So thanks for listening, and we look forward to sharing the next few days of the royal tour with you, and hopefully we'll be back with another podcast to update you on all of Kate's fashion choices. Have a great day.